These look like the DNA vials from Jurassic Park. Am I going to drink a Velociraptor? Hey, everybody. You are listening to this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. Woo! My name is Maud Garrett.
I'm Allison Hayslip, and for the next 30-ish minutes, we're going to sip some booze and spit some news. And Tom,
I'm sorry,
White Wine Mandango, is going to give us a background vocaling.
Isn't he open a beer?
Yep. Guys, speaking of, I'm finally drinking with you guys.
Yeah.
It is officially February.
Yeah.
I'm officially done with dry January.
How was it? Did you feel better?
I feel so much better. Yeah. But I have a really good story to tell you.
Welcome back to hell.
I know. I'm drinking this wine and I'm like, I've missed you. I've missed you so much.
I should feel like I should be taking a picture of you drinking this wine.
out of my Aperture Laboratories mug.
Yeah.
Like a nerd.
Drinking it or sinking it.
How does that taste, Allison?
It tastes so good. It tastes like heaven. But here's the thing.
Like heaven.
So this past Wednesday, there was this big tribute to Stan Lee that Kevin Smith put together with Stan Lee's old company.
Right.
And I brought old host of the podcast, Alex Albrecht, with me as my
thank
date.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because he's my wingman for life. Sorry, I only had a plus one, Tom.
That's okay.
You're my plus two.
Okay.
Although Maude is going to have to like move somewhere up on this list as well. I'll have to figure this out. I'm just going to have to roll with a posse of four.
Maude's eating a churro, by the way. That's what.
Oh, and it's strawberry filled. Just don't be surprised by that.
I'm surprised by that.
I brought churros for you guys, and that one is strawberry filled. Anyway, I go to this Stan Lee tribute. It's really wonderful and lovely, and basically everyone's like, Stan Lee is the best human to ever walk on this earth, which we all kind of already knew. But afterwards, there's this, you know, VIP party thing that we're at. And I drove because I wasn't drinking yet at this time, and Alex was drinking.
Surprise.
And we got into like the dessert area of this party. And I mean, the desserts, it was by this company called Sweet with an exclamation point. And there was all like all these different like macaroons and cookies and like everything's like just designed amazingly. Yes. So they have these mini cupcakes, tiny mini cupcakes.
Oh, yeah.
And on top of the cupcakes were donut holes. Like just smashed into the icing on the top. And in the donut hole was stuck like a tiny plastic like dropper, like eyedropper. You know what I mean? Like
oh my God, and I've seen these.
And it has this clear liquid in it. And I'm looking at it going, what is this? And Alex goes, oh, I just read about this. This is like new for desserts. He's like, in the eyedropper is like a flavored sugar water. Oh. And you put the donut hole in your mouth.
It was like a syrup.
Yeah, something like that. You put the donut hole in your mouth, you squeeze in the liquid, pull out the dropper, and then you eat the donut hole, and it's supposed to like taste really good. And I'm like, ooh, okay, I'm up for trying this. So I put the donut hole in my mouth. I like take the donut hole off the cupcake, put the donut hole in my mouth, squeeze the dropper, pull out the dropper. I start eating this donut hole, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, oh, oh. And Alex is like, what? I'm like, this isn't sweet at all. I'm like, this is like poison. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. And then I stopped and I looked at him and I went, Alex, it's vodka. It was fucking vodka.
Technically, that's poison. Yeah, you're right.
But I was like, I'm doing dry January and Alex just made me drink fucking vodka. And he was like, I'm so sorry. He's like, it doesn't count. It doesn't count. It was by accident. And I was like, fuck you.
That is so clever, though. Squirting vodka, like straight up spirits into a dessert. Like,
it was
that is heaven.
Awful, though. I mean, maybe if I was expecting it. Like maybe, you know what I mean? Like if you take a sip of water and it's vodka, you're like, what the fuck? But you know, if you know what you're about to drink, but I don't know, it was real bad.
Alex is also like a bourbon whiskey guy, so that's how much he drinks of bourbon and whiskey to not even remember what vodka
would be. No, I mean, he wouldn't have known.
It would probably taste like sugar water.
Yeah, but he didn't have one.
No,
If we keep saying sugar water here, you know what I'm going to have to do.
What are you going to have to do?
I don't know what he was doing here. He just asked for sugar in water.
Men in Black.
Water. Oh my God, that was good. The best ever. As soon as it said sugar water the first time, I was like, maybe you could let that go, Maud.
No.
And then he said it again, and I was like, the funny thing about that is.
That's a really good impression.
I have threatened to be Edgar, right? It's Edgar. No, Edgar, right?
He's wearing an
Edgar
suit.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to dress up as him, like,
for Halloween?
Yes.
You 100% should.
I want it bad.
I don't understand why that's a threat. Because that sounds like a win for everyone involved.
You know that meme where it's like Halloween, there are one of two girls.
Yeah,
you're right. Like the one that's hypersexualized, who's like a mouse, and she's wearing literally ears, and that's it.
Yeah,
she's my favorite.
And then the one that like walks like a human turd. I'm like, yeah, I love that.
Yep.
I want to be a human turd.
Oh, you can be. You can be.
Yeah.
This is America. You can be anything. In Australia, you probably couldn't do that.
So can we talk about also why I appreciate this glass of wine right now? Because if anyone has paid attention to my Instagram stories over the weekend, I just spent over 110 minutes stuck in a parking garage.
How was that?
Oh,
fun?
My God. Well, what was fun was I was there because I went to see the Lego Movie 2, the second one. The second one or the second part? The second part. Oh. I went to the premiere of that, which was so fun and so wonderful. And Tiffany Haddish can sing.
Wait. Oh.
She sings multiple songs in this movie.
Yeah, I didn't know she could.
Right, what, but what did Alex think of the movie?
Alex didn't come with me.
Oh, I assume you brought him.
No.
Oh.
So
thanks, Mark.
So this
plus one for life, right? Huh?
So no, I went with my buddy Will. He's a producer on the film, but Will I adore because Will's dad and my dad were college roommates.
That's so
and
weird.
They have remained best friends. So Will and I have known each other literally since birth.
That's cool.
Yes, I know. So he's a very good buddy, and he had an extra ticket, and he hit me up and see if
that's
I want to
awesome,
come.
Because
I had already been like, can I go to like a screening? Because I'm really excited about the Lego movie. And so finally he's like, I just have an extra ticket to the premiere. You want to come? I'm like, yes.
Just an extra ticket to
yes,
the premiere.
Yes, I do. Well, and his parents came out, and I know, you know, aww. I've clearly known them my whole life. So it was nice
that's to really
like,
cool.
see all of them. So I got to see this movie, which highly recommend.
Yeah.
Go see. There, my takeaway line from it is, eat freedom. And you'll understand what that means when you see it.
Is it because it tastes better?
No, you'll see.
It does taste better.
I promised him I wouldn't give any spoilers.
Well, did you eat freedom when you got out of the parking structure?
Oh, my God.
Were you like, so, yeah. nom, nom, nom.
So this premiere was in Westwood, which is where UCLA is. And there's like all these little parking structures around, but they're like small parking structures. So I parked at the one closest to the theater. And then we got out and, you know, everyone's leaving at the same time. So I was like, and I wasn't running late. So I was like, I'm going to give everyone some time. I said my goodbyes and mingled and whatever. And then I like 30 minutes after the movie ended, I finally went to my car. And as I'm like, I was parked up on the third and a half floor of this structure. And as I'm walking up, I'm like, why is there just this line of cars?
I have made a huge mistake.
I was like, oh, dear God. Oh, dear God. But I feel like even if I had gotten there 10 minutes after the movie ended, it would have been like that. Yeah. And I sat in my car, I sat in the parking spot for over 30 minutes. I couldn't even get out of my parking spot for 30 minutes. Jeez. And then it took me 45 minutes plus to get down to the, I was like losing my fucking mind. It was insane. And the whole time I was like, I just have to get to the studio so I can record the record the podcast and have my glass of wine.
Record
the podcast.
That's hitting
I've had four sips of wine for the first time in a month.
We're going to be carrying
it's
out
happening.
Of here.
It's happening.
No, I do that all the time. I have dyslexia for like the worst things, but I have it when I, and being on radio, you obviously have to riff all the time. You have to just talk. And
I mean, that's what this entire podcast is.
Yeah, it's just riff tesh. But I would combine two very similar sayings in one. So instead of like, let's get the ball rolling and let's get a move on, I'd like, let's move the ball.
Yes.
Like, what? I'm like, the ball needs to be rolling.
I may have said this on the show before, but there was one time I was in Germany. This was in high school. And I was in a store and I was in there with a couple friends and I looked across the store at my buddy Travis because we had been on like a bus all day. So we'd been sitting this was like the first time we were standing and I looked across the store and I was like, oh, Travis is wearing really cool pants. And I went to go say, Travis, I like your pants. And instead I just went, trance. Like I just smashed it all up into one word and people in the store just turned around and looked at me and I was like, I don't know what happened.
It's like, it's a form of music that I like.
Trance.
I think the worst one I've ever done is I was so angry at my brother because I think I was 10 years old and he owed me a dollar.
That's important.
That's a lot of money.
He also owed me a buck.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. He owed you a dollar and a buck? Or
I was wrong. I said that to another girl and I said she owed me a duck and she was very confused. But to my brother, I was so angry and I was like, I'm gonna bash you or I'm gonna punch you.
Oh.
So I marched up to him and I went, I'm gonna pass you.
And that means kissing. That means kissing with tongue. Yeah.
In Australia. And as a 10-year-old, I'm like, I'm going to pass you. And he's like, please don't. And I realized that that was probably the most effective thing that I could have said to him to intimidate him. Ugh, gross. Aww. Sorry, Darcy. I still think about that. I apologize.
I still think
about that. Is he older or younger?
He's 18. I've got two siblings. There's three of us. I'm the youngest, but we're all 18 months apart.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to say 8 years apart for some reason.
9 months on, 9 months off. Yeah. 9 months on, 9 months off.
My mother did this really wonderful thing over Christmas this past year. She
got pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Surprise.
Yeah.
She wrote up a history of my grandfather. My grandfather passed away in 2000, her dad. And she wrote up a history of like where his ancestors came from and like when his family, you know, immigrated to the United States and that whole thing. And so I got to learn a lot about that side of my family.
That's lovely.
But like one of the I forget which generation it is, literally had 9 kids. And in this like it was 9 kids in like a 12-year span of time. And I was like,
a lot of Irish twins in there. Yeah.
No, they're not Irish.
No,
they
I'm just saying that's what you call.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
Born like within a year of each other.
Yeah. I know, but I was just like, why?
Yeah, so like, who does that?
Well, a quarter of her life she was pregnant.
Yeah, basically.
Oh my lordy, that's a lot of not drinking.
I know. Well, I told you guys. I think I said this on the podcast before. Like, I have a friend. Did I tell the story about my friend who found out she was pregnant? Like,
yes.
Okay. Yeah. Just want to make sure. So my friend, you know, she found out at 5 months. She clearly was drinking through a lot of that. So I don't think
lucky baby.
You know, we talk a lot about like the things you're not supposed to do when you're pregnant, but it's really just you're not supposed to do things to excess.
Yeah.
You know. So if you're not being like a total moron with your drinking, I think you're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
man, I hope I don't get pregnant now.
Oh, man. Sorry, Tom.
Hope I don't.
What did you guys do over the past week? Anything fun?
I heard a story from my friend Maud, but it's kind of a downer.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Why would you bring that up then? What is wrong with you?
I thought it was, you know. Yeah. You don't talk about it.
My dog got attacked.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Isn't that cool?
No.
I hate these stories.
I was just walking past this house, and they've always got yappy dogs, and one of them barks quite aggressively. And this time I was just walking past, and it's got quite a wide gate, the metal.
The slats or whatever. Yeah,
quite wide apart. Yeah, this dog just reached through and chonked down on my dog's nose and started shaking its head around.
No.
I heard the worst noise ever come out of Zelda.
Yeah.
And I was like, literally had to pull her face out of this dog's grasp. And then, the dog started, Zelda was bleeding. She was shaken up for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I cried nonstop for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Jeez.
This is like my first sort of like parenting fail that I've had.
Aww.
I was mortified.
But that's also not your fault. Like, you want to talk about it being someone's...
happened on my watch.
Well, yes, but when I still lived with Skywalker, you know, I'm an aunt to a dog. I took Skywalker.
Is that her birthday? 8 years old now?
Seven.
Seven.
Seven. Skywalker. Seven. Yeah, her birthday's February 1st. But I took her on a hike or something like that and drove home. And we got out of the car. And Skywalker, for whatever reason, when she jumps out of the car, she likes to jump, like, wide.
Yeah.
And I had parked on the street... And so she jumped wide, but so she was like in the street and there was a car coming. So it wasn't like, I mean, it wasn't like a super scary situation, but she jumped wide enough that I noticed and I yanked her back towards the car, but at the same time that I was closing the car door and I caught her tail in the car door. And I opened it up and she was just like, yep. And I was like, oh, and I opened it and I was like, oh God. And it looked like she was fine and she was not like acting hurt or anything. And then we got into my place and I checked the tail again and I realized it was bleeding a little. And I was like, oh no. And so I called the vet and I was like, what do you do? And they were like, we should just see it. Like, it's probably nothing. And I was like, all right. So I brought her in. It ended up being nothing. But I was like, I'm the one, like, that was my fault. That was me. That wasn't like you just happened to walk Zelda past another dog. I fully closed my dog's tail into a collar.
How's this though? So, did you ever meet Buddy? You would have during the photo shoot. Little
Buddy.
Buddy at the house, the other dog.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, he died. Yeah.
Oh, no. That took a turn.
It was the delivery that was funny.
Yeah. this dog that I actually used to look after, like, I think the longest
I looked after this dog was like 3 months. So I was its auntie. I spent a lot of time with it. I loved it like it was my own. Like he was my own, not it. Well done, Maud. But all of the people that lived in the house, all the Aussies, were back in Australia. And so they used a WAG service or like one of those rovers.
Right.
So, you know, dropped off the dog to this person who had 5-star ratings, you know, 400 positive reviews, 80% would go back to this person. Yeah. Walking buddy. Buddy just got out of his collar, ran on the road, got hit by a car.
Oh, God.
He was dead by the time they tried to get him into surgery.
Oh, my God.
And it's this moment where you're like,
I feel awful for everybody involved in that.
Yep. Yeah.
You know?
And I think that that's what happened. That's why I cried for 3 hours, because I was like, why can't I stop? And I think it was like just, I realized that I just lost a dog that meant so much to me.
Yeah.
And I don't ever want Zelda to die.
Like, you can stuff her when she does.
Oh my god!
What? That's what they do.
So, I mean,
Barbara Streisand has her dogs cloned.
That's right.
That's weird, right?
Is it dogs or is it cats?
Is it weird?
Dogs.
It's dogs.
Fluffy dogs.
Fluffy dogs. It's fluffy dogs.
Is it weird though to clone your pet?
Yeah.
Sure.
Is it really weird to clone your pet? Because we all see in shows like what happens when you clone things too many times.
Maybe that's why they only clone pets, because the pets can't scream, please free me, this is agony.
Yeah.
I hate my life.
Oh my God. It just goes,
whoa, and you're like, oh, that's so cute.
But like, I also feel like it would be my nightmare to hit someone's dog. Like, you know what I mean?
That's what I was thinking. The person that was in the car, devastated. The person looking after the dog, devastated.
Yeah.
The person that was not with their own dog when it happened, devastated. Like, this whole, I was devastated.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it affected so many different things.
Do you think dogs know how much we love them?
This is the thing. Like, if you accidentally kick them or if you accidentally hurt them, you can't say sorry because they don't understand it.
You just snuggle them and you're like, I'm so sorry.
I fed Zelda a little bit too much food.
Oh, no.
She's actually on a diet at the moment as well because she's gone a little bit porky pies. But,
porky pies.
But I was just
make
like,
her do dry January. You feel real slim after that.
Speaking of, I'm down one already. Good.
You're done with your glass already?
It's not much, Lick.
No, I agree. We've actually busted open. This is a shout out to one of our listeners. I believe Art sent us this.
I think so.
But there are things that we got from Junksmiths that were the 12 glasses. We decided to dig into those today.
The 12
into
wines
my,
of
my
Christmas?
My order of it. Did you drink your song?
Yeah, of course I did.
You did? You drank all 12 by yourself?
Yeah. Guys, we got that like a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
I probably drank it 20 minutes before my Uber picked me up after the show.
Hilarious.
No, yeah, I did finish. It's great though.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, they're fun.
Anyways, bottom line, before we go to commercial break, your dog is okay.
She's
totally fine.
So much better than I am. She's so like, she's comforting me through this. Yeah.
I feel like some kids do that. You know, like kids get hurt and then their parents freak out and they're like, Mom, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I found myself saying, because like, you know, a friend of mine goes, this is what happens. Like, you're going to have kids and they're going to scratch their knee. And I'm like, they can scratch their knee all they want. I just don't want it to happen to my dog.
Yeah.
I remember
my parents came to visit. This is over a year ago, but I was driving. I was driving them up the coast somewhere, so it was like kind of a longish drive, and we were on the freeway. And I remember some dude like cut me off, and I was like, and I just felt really nervous. And then I realized I couldn't shake the feeling, and I was like, because I felt so responsible for my parents in the car,
and I was
like, dear God, I'm feeling this about my parents. I can't imagine what I would feel like if I had children.
Yeah.
Or how anyone with children feels when they're driving and it's like, what the fuck, you
that's
know?
Scary to think.
Yeah.
Like you're responsible for that kid that needs you for everything.
Yes, exactly.
And if you fail them.
Hey, this is so fun.
Hey, this is a super fun episode.
Well, we got fun stuff to talk about.
We do.
Probably.
Actually, when we come back, we're going to talk about not fun stuff either.
Oh, dear.
Guys, we're rocking
tuned.
This. We're rocking this. Should we take a break? Is it time for a break?
Can we call this episode Wah Wah?
Wah Wah. Okay, taking a break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We're back. I do want to do a tiny little shout out. I'm going to be a guest on another Starburns podcast this weekend, Dumb People Town.
Woo! We got a shout out.
Oh, we got a shout. Sorry. Whee! I'll get this straight, guys. Again, first glass of wine in a month.
Oh, it's hitting your left, front, and center.
But it was super fun. It was with the Sklar brothers, and we talk about it. It's got a similar vibe to our podcast.
What brothers?
The Sklar brothers. They're twins. Have you not met the Sklar brothers?
Oh, it sounds like you're saying a wet scar. Sklar.
Yeah, S-K-L-A-R. Oh. That's how they spell it. Sklar.
They're
wonderful.
Oh my God, I can do so much with this word.
You should absolutely be a guest on their podcast.
Sklar.
They would eat you up, Maud. You should go on.
Oh,
we'll get you on. I say,
why,
like, I have any. Aristotle, that? Make that happen.
Why
great.
Do you
so go listen
them?
To that this week, too.
We talk- what are the Sklar brothers?
Sklar. They're just charming and funny and hilarious. And you talk about people doing dumb shit.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Like the Darwin Awards.
Yes.
Did you guys read about that? I would always kind of loved it because it's quite surprising what dumb shit people can do.
Yeah.
They wrote a movie and filmed a movie about one of the Darwin people.
Really?
Yeah,
what
the guy
it?
Who put all the helium balloons onto a deck chair.
No.
Danny Deck Chair.
Danny freaking Deck Chair.
That's his name?
Yeah.
That was the name of the movie. He decided to fill up all these helium balloons, tie them to a deck chair.
And then float?
Floated. He was going to the clouds and thought
it actually
he would just
shoot one at a time.
He went up with a shotgun and he just thought if he just he would maintain height by just shooting them when he needed to.
What happened?
That makes sense, actually.
Yeah. What did happen?
Aristotle, look it up.
Danny Deck Chair. I mean, usually Darwinisms end in death.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Wow.
I can't believe he actually tied enough hot air balloons to float.
They were like balloons, not hot air balloons, right?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't
they were
helium balloons?
But they were quite sizable.
Oh, okay. They weren't like party balloons.
But I mean, when you get to that height, your air goes out.
Yeah.
You fall off a freaking chair. I don't even know if he was harnessed into the said chair. Was he? Oh, gosh. So much. Am I fascinated by dumb activities?
No, I would be fascinated by this too. What's happening, Aristotle? Do we have it?
I just realized my voice is getting excitable.
Yeah. What's
do you guys remember any other Darwin Award kind of stories? Oh, I used to read about it.
Oh my gosh.
Because I was like, I'm doing okay.
Right. As long as I'm not doing this. What's it say?
You just check yourself.
What does it say?
Oh, here we go.
Here you go.
Oh, so it was the Lawn Chair Larry flight. So basically July 2nd.
Oh, not
2nd.
Danny Deck Chair?
That's the name of the movie.
Oh, got it.
Danny Deck Chair. And I believe it was Danny with, who was the diver Dan from Sea Change? That's not a question you ask all of Australia, because America, that's an Australian show. Who was the Australian actor who writer of Rowan? He was one of the writers of Rohan in Lord of the Rings.
One of the writers. I thought you were saying writers.
I thought you said writers. Rider.
Australian Rider. Actor who was a writer.
Hold on.
I'm gonna say Crocodile Dundee.
No, gosh, there's more than that. He's no.
There's not more than that.
No.
Australia, I know.
We're gonna solve this mystery.
There's just too much happening.
There are so many people listening to us right now, just screaming the answers at us because that's.
I'll just go back to
Lawn Chair Larry.
Lawn Chair Lori. We're doing this now. The third time we've done this.
Lawn Chair Lori.
So anyway, homemade airship made out of an ordinary patio chair and 45 helium-filled weather balloons.
Oh, weather balloons, yeah. Lots
His chair rose to an altitude of over 15,000 feet. That is considerably higher than an airplane. Because, the internet doesn't go on until 10,000 feet, as we all know.
Right.
floated from the point of takeoff in San Pedro in California.
Oh,
your dude.
Oh, my God.
And he actually entered into and violated the controlled airspace near the LA International Airport.
Oh, he was close.
Yeah, San Pedro's up there, right?
Yeah, this is such an anticlimax, but I mean, yay. During the landing, the aircraft became entangled in power lines.
Oh, Jesus.
But Walters was able to safely climb down. It attracted worldwide media attention.
What was this?
And then inspired a later movie and imitators.
Oh, and imitators. Dear God, why? Yeah, do we know what year this happened?
Now I know what I'm doing next weekend.
Yes, I think I said it at the start. I think it's 1982.
Oh, 1982?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And just because I won't be able to sleep until we get it.
Yeah, the name of this actor.
It is Reese Ifans, was it?
Reese Ifans.
It was Reese Ifans.
Wasn't he in Notting Hill,
too? You told me that, and I thought it was a different guy. Oh, dear. Oh, well, I bug it up.
Always trust Aristotle.
Yeah, no, it's true.
He knows everything.
He's pointing to it, and I was like, well, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'd like to phone a friend if that's okay.
How about instead we read a fan email?
Yeah.
Look at that segue. Okay. I'm going to preface this with this is us. We are getting learned right now. Yeah. I had a feeling that we might get an email about this after last week's episode.
Uh-oh.
But I kind of, because I didn't feel great about the comments I made about this thing. And I went, I was gonna say it. All right, I walked away, and it kind of sat in the back of my head. And then I read this email, and I was like, "Fuck, someone did call us out," and that's why I feel like we are just morally obligated to talk about this.
Nothing is standing out to me.
Because this is something interesting. No. I thought about it in the moment that it was something that I didn't know how, because you're Australian, because you haven't grown up in America and you don't understand, I don't want to say you don't understand American culture. It's just not second nature for you.
Yeah.
And I realized that this is something that's going to be interesting moving forward on the podcast, is like things that to Tom and I are like, quite like, duh, Maude is not going to think that way.
I have no idea. And it's fascinating to learn just how much is normal to me that's not normal to you. And
yes.
What's so regular for you. Like, I'd never heard of, what is that bear that everyone talks about?
Teddy Ruxpin?
No, the
Smokey the Bear?
No, think of when you're younger and there's like some sort of like conspiracy theory around the
the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah.
Berenstain.
Whatever. No, it's Berenstain.
Yeah, it's Berenstain. But you said Berenstain, but I said it's Berenstain.
See, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
We talked about it on the show before. We'll tell you off the show.
I love it. Okay, anyway, this email is from Neil. He says, "Dear 4-H crew, I wanted to start off by saying I enjoy listening to your show, and it is always nice to ease myself into Monday with." So here you go, Neil. We're reading your email.
Neil.
Happy Monday. That being said, of course.
It goes south.
But
the sleeves are being folded up.
I know. I wanted to, with all respect and gentility, which we appreciate, just point out something you said on your last episode that might bear some consideration, which
what
I totally
that?
Agree
no,
with.
No, what is
that?
Here we're getting to it. You mentioned Chick-fil-A as homophobic or as donating money to homophobic organizations.
Yeah.
And I completely remember this because like the words that came out of my mouth were not the words I wanted to come out of my mouth, but I couldn't think of what words I wanted to say at the time, and then we moved on from the topic.
But that's
and
that why was... we have listeners.
So exactly.
You're saying
exactly.
Maude and I are in the clear.
No, no, no.
You're saying we're okay.
You're the one who brought up the story, buddy. So.
I didn't say they're homophobic.
Okay, hold up. No, to be fair, Maude was the one who said, aren't they the company that is? And I went, no, but they've been known to donate to companies that have been considered that. That was the conversation.
Okay.
And he points out this is not the case. Chick-fil-A is a pro-Christian based organization that has provided money and more importantly, sandwiches advocacy groups that seek to protect the traditional definition of marriage. That's what it is.
Okay.
Homophobic literally means fear of people who are homosexual, which he writes that. And that actually makes me, I'm not disagreeing with that. Clearly that's what the word means now, but it's weird because phobic doesn't actually mean it means fear, but that's
I don't think someone sees, you know, two men kissing and they're like
no
and they run
because we now
you don't know
term,
my dad
I'm saying we now use the term homophobic in terms of hatred towards that.
That's how I see it. And
yes.
I think that if you hold on to the sanction of traditional marriage, that is denying a basic human right.
Well, hold on. Okay. Let me get through the email before we even get into any discussion.
Good point.
And he writes, I've also heard it used to describe people who hate the LGBTQ community. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
These days, it's like that's what the word has
that's
become,
it.
Which is unfortunate. Yeah. Not unfortunate that the words become that. Unfortunate that that is something that now happens in society is what I mean. I feel like I now have to like watch myself. Okay. Neither of these definitions are correct when applied to Chick-fil-A. Okay. Now he's using words I don't know. Neil is clearly smarter than me. He says three Abrahamic faiths.
Oh, let me see.
Oh, is it supposed to be like Arabic, but... I apologize that I don't know this word. Christians, Jews, and Muslims, as well as many Hindus and Buddhists, observe religious prohibitions on same-sex marriage. We all know that. Mm-hmm. This does not mean that they are hateful or fearful of same or transsexual practices, but believe that the behavior is inappropriate. I don't disagree with that statement. Now, I realize this isn't your view, and perhaps your view is... perhaps you view this as splitting hairs, but given the really polarized, intense state of our society, I think it's important that we watch what we're saying, especially when it comes to accusing people of being homophobic or deliberately hateful when it is a difference of worldview, even if you really disagree with it, which that's the statement that I agree with. I feel like we all know this, that like society has become like extremely polarized.
Yes.
And we get very jumpy, I think.
We're ingrained in a PC culture, and America's PC culture is like super heightened in comparison
to Australia. Exactly.
But really? Australia's catching up. Yeah.
Yeah. So
Australia's catching up to being PC.
My point is I appreciate the fine tuning of what we were saying. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yes.
It does. They don't respect. What was it? They don't.
Well, they want to protect the traditional marriage, which obviously, like, the, you know, those of us sitting in this room are like, that seems, it just seems archaic.
It does.
It seems very archaic.
Yes.
But at the same time, I agree with Neil saying you can't compare that to like being like a hate crime, because it's not.
Yeah.
You know, I actually had a friend. I feel like I mentioned this on the show before, but maybe not.
Oh, really quickly, before you start that story, though, we're just overseeing the fact that Chick-fil-A is actually really sexist.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Wait, we just took a left turn. What are you talking about, huh? Well,
it's called Chick-fil-A. It's not called Dude-fil-A.
All right.
God damn.
Bringing it back,
Ma. Where's the equality in that?
Chick-fil-A. Ma! That's why I go there, Ma.
I had a friend who in college, we had this conversation because I was someone who was always like, I don't understand why anyone would have an issue with just anyone getting married the way they want to get married. Two people love each other. I don't care who they are.
This is a thing.
Support love.
If you want a traditional wedding, you want a traditional marriage, do it.
Yeah.
But don't stop someone else.
So here's the thing. This is the only argument that I've ever heard that made me go, I kind of get that. And I don't mean in like a they shouldn't get married type of way. He's like, I don't have any problem with anyone being whatever sexuality they want to be. But there's always a but. Hmm. But marriage is something that is via the governments of our world. It's a tax incentive.
Yeah.
And it gets different support. And he's like, because I don't believe in it, because he was like super uber Christian. He was like, because I don't believe in it, I don't want my taxes going towards that. And that was the only thing that made me go, I guess if you believe in something, hold on, let me finish. This is where I...
Come on, shut up.
I guess if you believe in something so fully, I understand not wanting some other power using your taxes or using your whatever to going towards something you don't believe in. Not saying I agree with this in any way, shape, or form. It was just the first thing that made me go, oh, I guess I kind of see that. Does that make sense?
I feel like that's such a reflex for an argument. My tax dollars are paying for this. So they directly have
Maud
an impact
just,
on
that's
that.
That's Maud's American oppression.
But I hear that come up a lot. And again, I still think that that has an essence of picking and choosing who you believe should have more rights than another group.
I fully.
I have a guncle.
Agree with that.
I'm
like a what?
A guncle. And he couldn't legally marry his partner of 17 years until 6 months ago.
Yeah.
5 months ago.
Do you like his partner of 17 years?
Yeah, it's fine. I love.
You hate gays. He's fine.
Oh my God, Tom.
I love that they love
each
other.
Just that he's fine.
I love that they have love, you know? I love seeing love. Yeah. And I don't think love should discriminate. And I don't think that another person gets to tell another person that they are not allowed to or shouldn't have that. I don't know. Call me progressive. Whoa. But I just feel like...
Progressive!
There it is. Okay. I asked for it. Yeah, there it is. But something similar is happening in Australia at the moment where two very, very differing opinions were happening about Australia Day. I think I was mentioning it.
Yes. Oh, my God. How was it for you?
That was great. Yeah. I was super coherent the entire night.
What?
Cannot remember 70% of it. But that's fine. Yeah. I just drank for a long time.
Yeah.
But I had a good time.
Good.
Yeah. It was fine.
That's why I like Maud.
But she forgets things.
No.
She forgets
the
important stuff.
Like us.
Yes.
One of us. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut you off.
And you had a very established, prominent white female host talk about the Indigenous community. And she was saying that even though there was a protest, that all of those 5,000 protesters should actually be going to the Indigenous communities and putting their money where their mouth is and helping those directly instead of just marching for the sake of it. And she was like, it's those communities where there is higher rape, where there is murder, where there is, you know, substance abuse, all of these sort of things.
Right.
And the another host who's of Asian
descent.
Okay. Yeah.
Called her out as being racist. And she goes, you're sounding very racist here. And this woman's like, I'm really offended that you said that. I'm actually trying to help these communities. And she goes, no, you put a direct correlation between rape, murder, and the Indigenous communities.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
You just drew a straight line there. And it's like, neither's right, neither's wrong.
Right.
That kind of situation.
And I think that's what we're dealing with a lot right
now. But it's that thing where it's like she jumped straight to the racist card and played it without having a discussion, without going there. And I think that's the thing that Neil was talking about, where it's like, there's a whole situation here. It requires a little bit of research and education. Yeah. But to stamp something as homophobic or to stamp something with that aggressive term that is a label.
Right.
And I think the term racism is actually, like, for me, being outside of America and having grown up differently, I feel that it's like how people perceive maybe a racial stereotype or how they, you know, how they see media is now being interpreted as racism. And it's like racism is I do not like that race because of the color of their skin. And therefore, everyone who has the color of their skin, I do not like
them.
And I wish ill of them.
Yes.
Whereas I remember talking about growing up in Australia, and I was like, the only sort of black culture that I was taught was through movies and music.
Oh, interesting.
And that's all I had to go on because I didn't see it in my day-to-days. Right. I didn't see it in my communities. It just didn't exist.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a girl that I worked with, and she was so offended about that she was tokenized, that I was asking questions and trying to learn about her like she was like a freak or like she was different or so unique. And I was like, no, I'm just trying to understand this because this is the first time I've really come across it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she was, kind of like offended about that. And I was like, am I being perceived as racist because I'm being inquisitive? And I think that this is another thing where it's like ignorance is a choice.
Yes.
Yeah.
But ignorance exists everywhere.
Yes.
And I am ignorant of America's racism because I don't know it.
Yeah.
But it's up to me to then go, I'm willing to hear it out. Like, I'm willing to listen about
it. Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Anyway, long story short, Neil, we appreciate you writing in. Oh, God, did we finish the episode with this? Guys, sorry, this became a very serious episode of Half Hour Happy Hours Ladies.
When did you have your first churro? Go.
My first churro?
Isn't that what it's called?
Yes, but I don't know when I've had my first churro.
Think about it. Let's be happy.
Well, there's a Chick-fil-A on the way home, so when you guys drop me off, we can stop and get some Chick-fil-A. Come on. I'm hungry.
That wine tastes a little bit like really cherry, and I like it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You guys, okay, we've completely gone off the rails, so let's end this episode.
Mine was in America. Is that racist?
What'd you say?
My first churro was in America. Is that racist?
That's super racist.
No.
Why? No, God,
oh, my
Mod.
God.
What? Jeez, girl.
I just never had it before.
Take away her.
Is this what happens when I have a drink? The show just like completely falls apart. Do I have to stay sober for the rest of the time we record?
The next 2 weeks
I don't want you
are going
to
be even better.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh, that's right.
Dear sweet Lord, save me.
Dear sweetheart.
Everyone, thanks for listening. I don't know what happened in this episode, but I appreciate you sticking around.
We'll fix it next week.
You stick around for next week. If you want to email us, you don't have to email us like Neil did, but we appreciate what Neil did. You can email us, you know, dick biting spiders all you want.
Oh, yeah.
You can email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, halfhourhappyhr. Subscribe to us on whatever you listen to us on: iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play,
Himalaya.
Spotify, Himalaya. And that is it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. I'm Allison Hayslip.
I'm Maud Garrett.
And with us, as always, was Tom
White Wine Mandango
Krajewski.
Ladies.